I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Gossip and entertainment.
Trash.
With all the Hollywood rumors, whispers, gossip, and tea you can handle.
The sleeve.
It's the Dirty on the 30 with Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC.
Let's hear what's going on.
Eddie Murphy thinks having 10 kids is sexy.
What? Just screams lack of responsibility to me.
I don't know.
That's my take on it. I don't care if you're a millionaire or not. 10 kids, man.
Dude.
I don't need myself a basketball team. Actually, both sides.
I mean, unless you go out and you actively want to have 10 kids and you plan for that and that's the thing. But if it's like...
What are you, a Duggar?
I mean, they're like 25, 30 kids. That's insane.
It's crazy. All right. So the wake of the Justin Timberlake scandal still happening. Reports are coming in that they are working through it. Him and Jessica Biel, of course, after he apologized to her profusely.
What does working through it entail?
I think that means a whole lot of just not talking back to her when she yells at you and just taking it.
I'm sorry.
Because, you know, she's going to be doing the dishes and she's going to be like, you know, and another thing.
Right.
And you're just like, yep, you just take it. So apparently... sources are saying that they were having some problems leading up to this. In the last couple of months, they were fighting a lot, and they really weren't working out. But they said they're still going to try and work through this. So,
all right,
this is a blip.
You don't wish that on anyone.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah,
that he's a punching bag right now.
Oh, totally. Absolutely.
What is the situation doing? He's giving away rehab as like a prize, although he could be helping somebody with this.
Okay, think about this. He's teaming up with Banyan Treatment Centers, and they're going to give one lucky person free rehab. That's not my words. That's their words.
What if they have like a...
one lucky addict.
You know, there's people who just their whole life is winning prizes. Like they write into magazines and television stations, radio stations. What if someone who doesn't need it wins it?
You know, most people who go to rehab don't want to go to rehab, right? Most people are forced to go to rehab. This is like the worst prize ever.
It could end up being a good idea.
It could. But are you going to play? Who pays for the relapse?
Well, that's a good... Why? You're a negative Nelly this morning.
I'm just saying, if you're going to give the gift of something, just give people the cash.
Or just give it to someone who you know needs it. There are so many people out there struggling that can't afford the best care. How about you find those people?
Don't make it a lottery for people to enter. Come on.
And win rehab. All right, Taylor Swift...
Speaking of... No.
...has released a new Christmas song, which we all think is from a possible upcoming album fully dedicated to Christmas songs.
And it sounds very Christmassy.
Can I tell you something?
Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.